I've shared a lot of firsts with you. My first Christmas as a priest, first Holy Week, first Easter. In writing my first goodbye, I found myself a bit at a loss for words. I know you have a lot of great priests come through here, and I've only been here a year. But this will always be my first. You will always be my first parish. And every parish is centered around encountering the love of Jesus Christ. And I have certainly experienced that love in many ways here. But we here at Blessed Sacrament keep the Mass the center of our community, that our community is created by the communion we share at Mass and extend through adoration. If you had asked me before I was ordained, I would have said, well, someday, perhaps, I'll be at a place where I can celebrate Mass ad orientem and use a communion rail, and that those are two of the things that I think really contribute to a reverent celebration of the Mass. And I got that at my first assignment. We'll see where the rest of the church hopefully is with that when I'm as old as Father Borkenhagen, maybe someday. But I would have said those two things to again have my sacrifice and yours united, both facing the altar together, offering your prayers at the altar, and then the communion rail better demonstrating, better aligning what it is that we believe we receive, who it is we believe we receive. And then I would have said, you know, and it's nice to have a great serving crew, good music, and have all of those things here. All that has been given to me here. Plus some great sacristans. Kelly deserves a shout out, and Cindy as well, helping out this morning. But all of these things that help make for me the Mass the center of my priestly ministry as I entered into my priesthood, as it should be. It helped give me that grounding. And then that encounter with the love of Jesus Christ here is what drives us out to share that love with our neighbor, that we are also the party parish, as some have commented. Coffee and donuts every Sunday? Who does that? A parish dinner every Wednesday? Who does that? But we are body and soul. And the communion we share is firstly spiritual, but also social, corporeal. I got to know St. Paul rather well on our pilgrimage before diaconate ordination. And who did St. Paul have the least trouble with? Who could we say were his favorites? The Thessalonians. Who did Paul spend the least amount of time with? The Thessalonians. If you wanted Paul to stay more than a year at any time in any one place, you're probably going to have to throw him in prison, for what it's worth. But I am very grateful for this stop on my pilgrimage, as we are all on pilgrimage together. Some of you are also in this parish for a limited time. Some of you will be here your whole lives. But I go to the altar to ask daily bread for my friends who have stopped in from their journey, knocking at our Master's door. I love that image from Luke 11 on prayer. Lord, give me some bread, for a friend of mine has arrived from a journey. And I am grateful for the times I've gotten to open the church's treasures to be a refuge in time of doubt, or solace in grief, light in darkness. That those are encounters with the love of Jesus just as much for me as they are for you. And I am grateful for those who show the love of Christ and their hospitality in opening their homes to me as well, and sought to make this parish a true family for me and my time here. Jesus tells us do not be afraid in the gospel today. Perhaps he tells me especially, but he says these words to all of us 365 times in the Bible, as you may know. Do not fear the one who can destroy the body, but not the soul. Well, I certainly do not fear for you. You had a great parish when I got here, and you will be a great parish for Father Hilger to begin his priesthood in. I do not fear for myself. Another year would have been nice. Another year working with Father Borkenhagen would have been nice. He was a great priest to learn from as well. That you all have a great sense of what it is to be a parish, and he has a great sense what it is to be a priest. But you all and he will be great for Father Hilger too. I knew Father Hilger throughout seminary, lived down the hall from him 5 of the 6 years of my time in seminary. He is a man of true humility, a hardworking man, a man of conviction. He'll be great for you, as you will be for him. And I do not fear for my future. God wanted me here this year, as he assured me when I started here. And now he wants me at St. Anne. I truly believe that. And I truly believe St. Joseph wants me at St. Anne to go spend some time with his mother-in-law. But God will ask me to give more. He will ask me to give something different, as Hispanic ministry makes different demands of the heart. I have been learning to give myself over to the prayer of Jesus, which is the Mass here. And I will carry that with me. But and then I will see what God has in store for my future, that in drawing out this different part of my heart, this different part of my priestly ministry, that I may evermore become totally his. My heart, my priesthood would be all his. And as I was ordained to serve all of the people of this diocese. And so I will be here next weekend for one more weekend, but so will the bishop to kick off the 100th anniversary celebrations. And so until we meet again in this life or eternal life, Godspeed and God bless you.